This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It's not even 3 months yet, but already this year in the city of New Orleans, there have been 40 murders. Now, take that number, 40 victims, the estimated population of New Orleans, roughly 200,000, and then compare that ratio to killings in other American cities of about the same size. A group of researchers at Tulane University just did that this week and concluded that New Orleans has the highest murder rate in the country.
This week, Mayor Ray Nagin asked the National Guard and the Louisiana State Police to stay in New Orleans through the summer to help fight crime. Minister John Raphael is the pastor of the New Hope Baptist Church in the Central City neighborhood of New Orleans. That area has seen a wave of crime. In early March, bullets were shot into the church's door. Pastor Raphael joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Shots fired into your church, that would indicate that things are pretty bad in your neighborhood.
Church was just letting out, and there was a running gun battle going on outside of the church. Shots were not fired at the church. They were shooting at an individual and not concerned about where the bullets went, and several of them hit the front of the church.
So what did that say to you in terms of what you needed to do and what the community needs to do in response?
Well, it's just that we have to respond. We have to step up. So one of the problems is that many people in New Orleans are almost in a self-survival mode. Many people are struggling just to get their lives back together after the storm, and there's no outcry from the community, no response to it, which actually says to someone who's committing that kind of violation that it's all right, that what they're doing is not going to be responded to.
Well, I don't understand. People are unwilling to report the crimes. They're unwilling to be witnesses in jury trials. Why is that?
Yeah, that's, again, because you have so many people who are on that self-survival mode just trying to make it from day to day themselves. And then the excuses for that is a concern of fear of reprisal, not only from the person who might have committed the crime, but also that from a community which sometimes, in some perverted way, feels that it's not right to say something about what happened in that community to the police.
In terms of who is committing these crimes, is it the same criminals that were there pre-Katrina, or is it a new group?
Tragically, we have many, many young kids, 16, 17, 18, becoming involved in the worst of crimes as far as homicides, and we may have one homicide that comes out of a drug deal going awry or a problem there, and then you have a series of homicides that are revenge killings. You may have four or five that come. I've had the funeral for an individual that I buried for my church on a Tuesday, and the person that killed him was buried on a Wednesday, and then the person that killed him was buried on a Friday. So our efforts have to expand, not only to deal with the young kids who we're trying to keep out of that kind of lifestyle, but we actually have to go out in what I call compassionate confrontation and try to reach those individuals who are right now on drugs and dealing drugs and the ones who are out there carrying the weapons. We have to go and get them and offer them a way out.
Pastor Raphael, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's John Raphael, the minister of the New Hope Baptist Church in the Central City neighborhood of New Orleans.